Introduction to the Financial Counseling Services. This proves an essential point in revenue cycle management, as it has to be enhanced and it has to be incorporated by the every healthcare provider to give a comprehensive plan. The purpose of this is basically in managing the healthcare expenses. It is a support and guidance for the patients. It helps in assisting and navigating the healthcare finances for the patients and patients' relative. The complexity of the healthcare expenses are very, very difficult to be understood by a layman. To make them understand the medical billing part with insurance coverage and with the pharmacy and diagnostic purposes, it has to be a medical terminologies which are used by clinicians, which are not understood by the layman. So the financial counselor helps them to understand how complexity of the medical bill would come into play and what would be the future benefit with regards to the clinical treatment part of it, as well as usage of this particular high-end diagnostics or radiological test. Empowerment. Through financial counseling, the patient gains clarity and control over their healthcare finances, understanding the requirement of the healthcare finance needed by the patient and focusing on the area where they would be able to achieve that amount of financial clarity with certain channels, which would be by charity or by loan or by any financial aids or financial need institutes. Focus area, understanding the cost, assessing the resource, budgeting and reducing the financial stress are the key aspects in financial counselor's role. Understanding the healthcare cost. Clarification of the medical bills has to be done by the financial counselor. The bill has to be simplified and presented to the attendants as well as to the patient, which enables the billing statements and the insurance policies for the patient. It also empowers the understanding financial responsibilities, which empowers the patient to make informed decisions. It helps insurance coverage education also. Patient learn about deductibility, co-insurance and out-of-the-pocket expenses. The transparency and the control. The clear understanding fosters the transparency and enables the patient to manage the expenses effectively. Financial counselor enhances the patient's financial literacy in context to the healthcare facility which has been provided to the patient, as well as healthcare necessity, which the medical necessity which has been provided to the patient. Access to the financial resources. Financial assistance program. Patients learn about available financial aid programs and how to access them. There has to be community resource. The financial counselors connect with the patients and with the community resource or the support organizations. To explain it further, it would be like a charitable institute or a charitable or a donating institute, which would come into play and play a vital role in generating the funds for the financial resource planning for a patient. Elevating financial burdens. Access to the resource helps patient manage medical expenses without undue financial strain. Empowerment through information. Patient feels empowered to explore financial support options with the guidance from the counselors. Ensuring access to care. The financial resource ensures patients can access necessary medical treatments regardless of financial status. Budgeting and planning. Financial planning. Financial counselor encourages the patient to plan and budget for a healthcare expenses. Patient learn to anticipate medical expense and incorporate them into their financial plan. Budgeting helps patients to avoid unexpected financial challenges related to the healthcare. Basically, understanding what exactly the budget of the patient is, how the patient is going to approach the financial aspect of medical coverage, as well as how exactly the patient's financial aids are placed currently, to anticipate the cost which would incorporate into the additional cost, if at all incurred, after insurance. Peace of mind. Effective planning reduces the financial stress, anxiety, and promote the overall well-being. budgeting and planning empower patients to take control of their own healthcare facility. Also helps to understand where exactly they could move out of that particular segment and go into the different sections. So there are certain sections, as we have understood, that how exactly the healthcare plans are set up. There are tertiary healthcare centers, primary healthcare centers, there are government healthcare sectors, there are private healthcare sectors. So private healthcare sectors are completely relied on the finance part of it, whereas government healthcare sectors are into care aspect of it. But the waiting period in the government is more, that's why most of the people opt for private. This is a well-known fact and everybody understands and adheres to that same fact. Understanding how the financial aspect in the private sector goes, and if the exhaustion of the cost happens, the patient is directly shifted to the government healthcare sector to get the care. But the waiting period would definitely be the criteria involved out there. Reducing financial stress. Impact of financial stress. The medical bill and the expenses can cause significant stress and anxiety for the patients and family. The financial counselors actually gives the emotional support and a practical solution to alleviate the financial stress. Patient-centric care. Reducing the financial stress and enhancing the patient experience and promoting the holistic care is the prime objective of the financial counselor. Quality of life. After managing the financial outcomes, how the quality of the life of the patient would be maintained has to be also taken into consideration by the financial counselor. Exhausting every available penny or every available resource of finance and then expecting the patient's recovery post discharge is not the quality of life. Enhancing the patient well-being, financial counselor contributes to improve the patient outcomes as well as the satisfaction. Guidance on the payment plans and financial assistance. There has to be customized payment plans, tailor-made payment plans, accommodate the patient's financial and circumstantial needs, which would help and accommodate all the patients' need-based treatment and care. Financial assistance programs. Patient has to know or learn about the eligibility criteria and application process for the need of the financial assistance programs and availability of the financial assistance programs inside the medical service provider. Insurance coverage and review. Understanding the insurance benefit, the patient might maximize the coverage as well as minimum out the out-of-pocket expenses by increasing their premium, making the insurer aware about the predetermined conditions of the patients. Community support. Financial counselors actually connect with patients with local resources as well as assistance program, which helps to give or gain the community support and community assistance programs to the need-based patient for the treatment. Patient empowerment, access to payment options and financial aids empower patients to manage the healthcare expenses effectively. There has to be development of payment plan. The customized approach, payment plans are designed based on patient's income, expenses and insurance coverage. Based on how exactly the insurance coverage is planned about, what is the current patient's income and how exactly the expenses of the treatment would take place. The flexibility of the payment plans are offered in an installment amount or are scheduled or different amount. Basically, some amount is paid at the time of discharge, some amount is paid at the follow-up, and some amount is paid after the patient, after the designated time. Accessibility. Patient can discuss their financial situation with the counselor and determine the most of the suitable payment plan or options which they could avail while the discharge. Monthly installments, like monthly installments, sliding the scale payment or deferred payments, which are common payment plans in healthcare. Customized payment plans which help patient to manage expenses responsibly and access the necessary care. Flexible payment options. Accessibility and affordability. Based on the accessibility and the affordability, there are flexible payment options which are given by the healthcare services, which helps the patients for accessibility and affordability of the payment. There are installment plans where patient can choose installment amounts and schedule that align with the financial situation. There are different plans which options where temporary relief from immediate financial obligations has been removed and patient is asked to pay in parts. Discount for prompt payment. Incentive for timely payment or encourage financial responsibility help patient to save money. Patient-centric approach. Offering flexible payment options demonstrate commitment to patient-centered care as well as the financial transparency. Importance of financial flexibility payment options. Flexible payment options make healthcare systems accessible to patients from diverse backgrounds. This makes affordability of the installments plans and deferred payments make medical bills and more manageable for the patients, whereas also gives the affordability care to the all sections or all diversified backgrounds of the patients. Patient satisfaction. By giving all the options of accessibility and affordability, the increasement or flexibility of the payment option contribute to positive patient enhancement or experience with trust in healthcare providers. Financial stability. Offering this flexible payment options and maintaining the financial stability during medical emergency helps in maintaining the financial stability of the patients. Promoting patients' well-being. Patient-centric payment options prioritize the affordability and accessibility. It also enhances the overall well-being of the patient. Crucial role of financial counseling. Financial counseling services are essential for helping patients manage the healthcare expenses. Understanding the healthcare costs and financial options empowers the patients to make informed decisions. Financial counselors provide valuable support and guidance to alleviate the financial stress and promote the well-being. Flexible payment options ensure healthcare services are accessible and affordable to all the patients. Commitment to patient-centered care. By prioritizing financial transparency and the patient's need, healthcare organizations enhances the patient experience and outcomes. Efficient collection processes. Automated reminders. Implementing the automated reminder system to notify the patients about upcoming payments, outstanding balances, and due dates. Online payment portals offer secure the online platform for patients to view bills, set up payments, payment plans, and make payments conveniently. Third-party agencies partner with specialized agencies to recover outstanding debts, negotiate payment arrangement, and enhance revenue recovery. There are various organizations or various institutes which helps as a third-party collection agencies as well as recovery agencies to benefit patients in their time of need. Benefit streamline collection process, increase efficiency, and improves the likelihood of timely payments from the patients. Maximizing the bad debts. Proactive collections efforts reach out to the patients early in the billing cycle through personalized communication to address outstanding balance and encourage prompt payment. Financial counseling. Provide counseling services to help patients understand the financial responsibilities, explore payment options, and develop manageable plans tailored to their circumstances. Transparent billing practices. Maintain a transparency in billing statements and explanation of charges to empower patients to make informed decisions and maximize the dispute or discrepancy object. The main objective of this is to reduce bad debt, enhance revenue recovery, and optimize the financial performance for healthcare organizations. Financial assistance program. Considering the patient's income level, typical setting thresholds for eligibility individuals or family earning below a certain income level may qualify for the assistance. Household size. The size of the patient's household is also the factor in eligibility. Larger households may require higher income thresholds. Recognize the increased financial responsibility. Some programs prioritize patients based on medical necessity for the required healthcare services. Patients with severe medical conditions or critical treatment may receive priority consideration for assistance. Understanding this criteria helps patients assess the chances of qualifying for assistance and navigating the application process effectively. Collaborations with community resources. Healthcare organizations collaborate with the local community organizations, with non-profit organizations, religious institutions to help individuals in their financial needs. This partnership facilitates outreach efforts and ensures eligible patients receive necessary support. Charitable initiatives. There are some charitable initiatives, supplement finance assistance programs, addressing the needs of underserved population. Donations from the individual, businessman, philanthropic foundations contribute to funding this initiative and expanding the support for the patient facing financial hardship. There's an impact of collaborations with the community resource to healthcare providers, capacitating to support patients in need and promoting the access to quality healthcare service and addressing the healthcare disparities. Recovery of the debts due to bank or financials. There are some regulations and laws encouraged by the Government of India which gives a right in constitution with the law, which states that recovery of the debts due to banks or financial institution could actually regulate the financial needs or financial assistance to the patient. It could also securitize and reconstruct the financial assets and informants for Security Interest Act, Consumer Protection Act, Reserve Bank of India guidelines, and Indian Contract Act. To understand all this financial prospects or financial decision making, staff has to be trained or to be understand the billing rules and treat the patients fairly. Regular audits of the billing process ensures compliance and identification of any issues. Detailed records of services and billing procedures help to demonstrate the compliances. Watching closely about the monitoring bill and collection activities helps to identify and address the problems safely. Measuring the patient satisfaction, understanding the surveys and the feedbacks, and gathering the patient feedback on billing and payment experience helps to understand the patient satisfaction ratio. NPS, Net Promoter Score, basically measuring the patient's likelihood to recommend the financial service to others. Focus on the groups and interviews, direct decisions with the patient to understand their experience and concerns regarding the finance and the billing prospects. Understanding the survey data with analyzing survey response to identify common issues and the areas for improvement. Also finding out the root cause analysis for patient dissatisfaction and develop a target solution for it. Using a complaint or an inquiry services data to track and identify the recurring issues and the trends. And comparing all this data and benchmarking against the industry standards helps to understand and adopt a best possible available billing and financial processes. Thank you.